We're still in the third period of the Michigan game at Memorial Stadium. 13-0 Gophers. Minnesota has the ball on its own 29-yard line. Second down and 7 to go. Referee Jim Masker signals the timeout has expired. Minnesota huddles briefly. Punt formation with George Roscoe, who just now came into the game. He gets it off. A pretty good one to the Michigan safety man, Jennings. He takes it on his 25-yard line, and he's hit right away. Bill Bevan brings him down, and his fall makes a yard. Bevan is his usual lovable self today against Michigan, and you know what I mean. Michigan first and 10 from its own 26. Ellis in for Jennings. Ellis at quarterback. He takes the ball for Michigan and makes two in the center spot. Sears in for Michigan. Who leaves? Virgiver. Virgiver goes out. Ellis calling. Ogg, he hits the line, but it's almost hopeless. The Gopher forwards hold their positions. Pile up. Ogg makes only a yard. He was trying left guard. The ball's now on a Michigan 29. Regacy looks like the kicker on third down. He kicks. Oh, no, this is a bad kick. Almost straight up in the air. Then it wobbles out of bounds on the Michigan 33. 4 yards gained on that kick, and Minnesota takes over. Lund in for Roscoe. The ball is tossed to Pug by Seidel, and he moves to the right. Hits a pass, a long baby to Johnson. Maurice Johnson, and he's at the sideline. Hey, he's doing a Pavlova with the line on his left in the clear, and he's over for another touchdown. Lund to Maurice Johnson for six more. The score, Minnesota 19, Michigan nothing. Babe Lavoir is running onto the field. He'll kick. Seidel comes out, and there's the formation for the point after. Babe kicks. It's good. Minnesota 20, Michigan nothing. Remember, Minnesota has never defeated Michigan in Memorial Stadium, and the third period is over.